Hey guys, welcome to the first and last podcast of the Grade 12 for MIL for the school year 2018 to 2019. So, I'm Sean De La Cruz.
I'm Josh Chu from GAS.
I'm Aya Polanda from GAS.
Humps. I'm Hannah Villa from Humps, aka the only Humps student there is.
So, looking back on our grade 11 experiences, seeing today as now, we're grade 12, so it's quite different now. What can you remember from the schedule of grade 11?
Grade 11, siguro mas hectic tayo rather than this grade 12 year. Kasi mas madami tayong schedules and mas madami tayong subjects rather than last year.
Although I feel like medyo mas chill yung akin just because I have like one study period na like 2 hours. Although junior year sobrang mas light yung junior year natin. Mm-hmm. Also because like until 3:30 lang tayo and this year until 4:30
lang. Like paulit-ulit lang every day, walang transition from day to day.
Yeah. And like na sobrang ibang subject. Ano naman, how about like, may naalala ba kayong difference? Kasi yung isa kong naalala ng difference, like with the rules, for example, ng junior high and senior high is yung sa like chance chart basis, IR. Kasi diba yun, chance charts. So if you don't do a homework or na-late ka ganyan, may chance ka pa, you have, matatanggalin ka lang ng isang chance. Tapos, unlike this, pag naging senior ka, IR.
I did it IR.
Yeah. The homework, IR.
Although, depende naman yun sa teacher. Mm. So, pag, ano, pag sinwerte ka, di ka naman agad a-IR.
So, another one is yung gadget rule.
Yeah.
So,
start tayo nung ano, grade 10 as medj, ano tayo, medj free na tayo from that gadget rule. Pero may mga restrictions pa rin tayo.
Kasi like we have Quipper, so mas may freedom tayo to use our like gadgets compared to like previous year. Years. Pero nung pagdating ng grade 11, sobrang mas,
mas
ano
freer.
Na.
Mas liberal na yung liberated.
Because it's always with us na hindi na kailangan ibigay and stuff.
Kasi yung grade 10, although nakukuha natin between class, kailangan pa rin natin i-surrender within the day.
Tapos yung isa ko pang na-realize na difference, I feel like it's an obvious and major difference, is yung sa expectations, for example, sa behavior, ganyan, and sa responsibilities. Mm. Yeah. Since nga, senior high na tayo, or grade 11 na tayo last year, like, marami nang ine-expect sa atin na, kunyari, mas magsasubmit tayo, di na kailangan tayo paalalanan, and stuff. And, like, kailangan na rin natin mag-facilitate, for example, chapel hour, ano pa ba yun?
Chapel hour, mga camp. Kailangan natin mag-facilitate ng mga bata.
Yan, naging like, playing coach.
High. Yan, yung camp din, kasi like, di ba hiwalay tayong buong senior high? Time na yun. So parang kami ni Iris, like, habang nagbabantay kami ng bata, kayo nag-ano doon, nagsasaya doon sa, kasi free time nyo, kami kailangan namin magbantay ng mga nagsiswimming kasi baka malunod sila o ano mang gawin nila sa swimming pool.
Yeah. And yung isa pa is yung sa, isa ko pang naalala is yung mga intrams, Bible class.
So basically, it was chiller since we just like looked after them while they had do the all the hard work.
Ayun, since nabanggit yung mas chill in that aspect, ano, in general, like yung experience as a grade 11 student compared to junior high, mas madali ba or humirap, ganon, whatever.
Slight na mas, ano, mas mahirap.
So last year, as grade 11, we actually experienced a less restrictive gadget rule since bus. Since
yung grade 10 tayo, basically we're the kuya, potential kuya ng mga ano natin, lower batch. Yeah. Kasi nandun tayo sa same building.
Yeah.
Pero ngayon kasi as yung grade 11 tayo, parang mas mataas yung standard ng pagiging kuya.
Yeah.
Lalo na nung mga yung grade 12 kuya. Kasi yun nga, mas mataas yung responsibility, mas matanda. Yeah. And kailangan mas maging role model sa kanila.
And I feel like yung isa pa is that mas na-enjoy ko actually yung grade. Actually, hindi. Kasi enjoy ko pala yung grade 10 kasi kompleto yung batch natin.
Yeah.
Kompleto yung batch natin. Dun. But I feel like in general, like, mas madali-ish yung subjects para sa akin. ng grade 11 just because mas onte. Yeah. But at the same time, mas maraming ina-expect. Like, on a brighter note, ano bang pinaka-memorable sa inyo? Aya, what do you remember the most in during grade 11? Like, what was your most memorable experience?
Yeah, I enjoyed sa Maikina Sports Center tsaka swimming.
Yes! Yes!
Tapos yung lock-in nyo rin.
Yeah, the lock-in!
Grabe, yeah. Sobrang saya talaga noon. Like, hindi ako noon natulog at all. I think I almost...
I think,
oh tama, nung patulog na ako, kakain na daw. Like, nag-movie marathon lang kami nila at Iris.
You guys ate more than 4 times to, diba?
Yeah, actually, yeah. Kahit ano, may mga natutulog na. Kami nila, Josh, pumapasok pa dun sa TLA para kumain.
Yeah, same kumuha na lang pagkain.
Ano, like, in the middle of the night, like, nagugutom pa kami, so kain pa rin kami ng kain.
Now that you were grade 12, like, ang naaalala ko naman, like, in comparison to grade 11, is that, para sa akin, mas, hindi naman mas bumigat yung subjects ko, pero I guess, feeling ko mas bumigat just because I now experience like yung solo classes ko. Since ka ako lang yung home student, like I had to experience majority or maraming class ko na like mag-isa lang and stuff. Yeah. And I feel like that's why it felt heavier for me and yung burden ko ganun. Kayo ba? Like,
kami naman, since yung first sem, medj chill lang na mo kami sa, ano, kayo. Sa grade 12. So, may mga class kami na 12 o'clock nag-start, may class kami na 10 o'clock, minsan 12, hanggang 2:30 lang.
Tapos ang dami parang study period, so basically it's chiller for us, yeah.
Ang daya ngayon. Ako, I only had, during the time, grabe, punong-puno ako, tapos like, sobrang stress ka nung during that time. Like, and I feel like another thing that was hard for me is that since yun nga, grade 12 na tayo, and like, apat lang din tayong like nagbubuhat ng burden na maging kuya not only sa junior high but also to the grade 11, especially since ako ano rin ako like senior high president, so sobrang daming expectations on top of my like full subjects na like ako lang mag-isa ganyan full skid.
Maano din natin yung mga behavior natin sa lower batches natin, kasi alam mo yun, like parang kailangan we act responsible, we act mature.
But I feel like may added pressure since nga graduating tayo. Since nga, yun, graduating tayo, we have to, hindi lang school yung asa kasuhin namin, pero like yung colleges na natin.
Yeah.
Yung applications and stuff. And meron ding pressure na like, matapos yung thesis natin, yung solo thesis natin and stuff. Kasi nga, hindi tayo makakagraduate and hindi tayo makakapag-college.
Yeah.
And syempre, kailangan natin malaman kung ano na talaga gusto natin course. Kasi, what's the point of going to college kung you don't even know what course you want?
Yeah. Oh yeah, by the way guys, last Friday na rin pala yung labas ng UCAT.
So, oo nga, oo.
Be excited and scared.
Wala, feeling ko expected ko na may mesal. Yeah, wala ko makakasin.
Encapsulating our grade 12 experience, what was some of the fun moments which we
and I feel like yung ano pinaka masaya for us is like yung entrep and work immersion just because like sobrang nakapag-bond tayong apat dun. Like sobrang like nakapag-share ng like deepest and darkest secrets and like
kabaliwan nating
and like I feel like mas nakilala ko pa kayo even though tatagal na nating magkakasama. I feel like mas nakita ko pa kung sino talaga kayo. And yeah,
as the entire senior high school with the grade 11, what was some of your best experiences?
Cam and trip
I feel like ano cam kasi like sobrang saya talaga na. And just generally, nung pa-practice tayo for intrams, sobrang bilis nung panahon. Like, I literally just remember na like, nagpapakahirap tayo mag-adjust sa ano, grade 11. And now we're graduating and magka-college na tayo. Like, sobrang...
Grade 11 lang tayo, nabuweirdohan pa tayo kasi
apat lang tayo. Yeah. Ayun nga, ano palang experiences kayo, tatlo kayo sa class, ganyan, like, mas umonte pa kayo.
So, nakakasawa talaga kasi we always are together for group works. Pero,
And yung ibang mga kunyari, may vertical classes kasi tayo sa, like, with grade 11. And medyo nauumay ako pag tayo pa rin yung pinag-grupo. For example, oh, PE, yeah, may video editing tayo, tapos tayo pa rin yung pinag-grupo. I was like, Sir Zalds, kami-kami na lang po araw-araw magkakasama. Kami rin, kami pa rin
magkakasama. Umay kami sa pagmumukha
na. Yeah. But at least kayo, di ba, pag kunyari, mag, ano, sa objects nyo, magkakapag-group work pa kayo. Hello. Paano naman ako? Magka-group work ko mag-isa ako. Tapos pag, I feel like another difficult thing is like, kunyari, mag-represent ako ng PowerPoints ko. Wala akong katulong na mag-share ng burden. Pag mag-discuss kami ni Teacher Faith, ganyan, for example, Teacher Faith or Teacher Bian, grabe to yung tuyo na yung dila ko kasi ako lang mag-isa yung nagsasalita or kaming dalawa lang ng teacher ko yung nagsasalita. Although, sobrang fun experience din doon sa ibang subjects. For example, kay Teacher Melissa, yung creative fiction and creative writing and creative nonfiction ko. Kasi ako lang talaga yung finocus niya. So, I feel like sobrang na-develop yung writing skill ko as taga-sulat and stuff. Kayo ba? Ano pang masasabi niyo?
Pero like, alam mo yung feeling na pag nag-absent yung isa or mapu-pull out yung dalawa, alam mo, parang ang sad kasi, yeah. Oh no, dalawa na lang kami. Oh no, isa na lang ako. Oh no, face-to-face kami niya.
Naalala ko may isang time, I think absent nun si Aya. Tapos kailangan nating ma-pull out. Tapos si Shant lang mag-isa yung
And there was that one time for 3 hours. Yeah, for look, 3 subjects straight. Si Teacher Faith lang kaharap namin.
Ay!
Oh, oh. Ako lang mag-isa, so it was really hard. Yeah,
I think
one
I can
one for 3 hours.
Yeah. At least kayo ganun. I think sa akin, meron akong, like, first sem yun, kasi I had her for, like, 3 subjects. Imagine mo, ano yun? 6 hours kay Teacher Faith. Yeah. Like, 6 hours. Tapos, ano na yun, 2 days. So, like, 12 hours ng Teacher Faith lang yan.
GG! Guys, fulfilling our responsibilities as the kuyas of the junior high school and basically the senior high since we're grade 12. Do you have any advice or recommendations in general for the ones?
I feel like marami talagang expectation. So, expect the expectation. and na basically, magiging marami yung responsibilities nyo and mas magiging higher yung regard sa inyo ng teachers. Mm. Especially since, yun nga, dapat nga college na tayo ganyan and dapat pang-college na talaga yung asta natin. I feel like you really have to manage your time well. Kasi nga, maraming, if you don't manage your time well, may probability na mag-stay kayo and hindi kayo makagraduate. So I feel like that's another thing. And
guys, do not cram. Especially, do not cram at all kasi it's gonna be college na and you have to develop a really good study habit. Because that's how you're gonna. That's what's gonna determine your survival in college.
How about you, Aya? Do you have any advice for the junior high students that will stay in CA for senior high?
Kailangan magtapos ng lahat ng requirements para maging senior high school sila.
Yeah.
Siguro isang way din para matapos yung mga requirements is to get a planner or like a diary or like something to put your notes or your schedules or lahat ng mga kailangan niyong gawin.
And maybe you'd even come to a situation na parang sa akin, since solo student nga ako, ako lang umaalala lahat ng requirements ko. So, wala akong mapagtanungan. And another thing is, syempre 4:30 yung dismissal namin most of the time. So, pagka-uwi mo, pagod ka na. And I don't think you have enough brain power para pa maalala lahat ng requirements. So, I feel like that's another thing that you have to keep in mind. Pero above all those things, I feel like even if maraming requirements, maraming kailangang responsibilities, I feel like the most important advice is that mag-enjoy kayo. Seryoso. Like, enjoyin nyo lang yung senior high year nyo. It's gonna be the last time you're gonna be in high school na ganito yung treatment and with your classmates. So, talagang i-enjoy nyo na yung year nyo.
And guys, in order for you to enjoy your year fully, do not depend on completion days. So that you'll have lots of free time to enjoy and bond with your classmates. Okay, so guys, so thank you for listening. This is the first and last podcast of the grade 12 for MIL for school year 2018 to 2019.
So I'm Hannah of HUMS.
I'm Sean of GAS.
I'm Josh of GAS.
I'm Aya of GAS.
And this is basically what concludes our MIL podcast.
Woo! Woo!